Welcome to this supersized version of Art Hounds. We've heard from 12 folks in the know this week, anxious to share their recommendations for upcoming events with you. First today, Vermont Law School's Alliance, which is a coalition of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight members of the law school community, is hosting a series of events under the title Sex, Gender, Expression, and the First Amendment. And as part of this, the exhibit of photographer Evie Lovett called Backstage at the Rainbow Cattle Company, the Drag Queens of Dummerston, Vermont, is on display. Here is Alicia Falberg of South Royalton with more.
Miss Lovett will be there, and she'll talk about her unique and highly personal portraits of drag queens in rural Vermont. We see the backstage transformation of the queens, and we will hear some of their personal stories.
Backstage at the Rainbow Cattle Company is at Oaks Hall and the Cornell Library on the Vermont Law School campus through April 12th. The next two Art Hound suggestions are musical. First is Mary Mathias. She served on Write Action, her local writers group, and she has the suggestion for a concert at the Brooks Memorial Library in Brattleboro on Friday.
It's called The Land Where the Blues Began. It is Mississippi Delta blues music. Scott Ainsley will be performing. He's also a blues singer and a songwriter. And this concert is going to include images and music of the Mississippi Delta.
That's Friday at 7:30. Get tickets through Brattleboro Tix or at the front desk at the library. And now Emily Hausman of Newbury has this suggestion about the band who the New York Times calls the best folk band to come out of Scotland in the last 20 years.
The Paul McKenna Band. You will hear a wonderful mix of traditional and contemporary music. It's the only chance to appreciate this band's fresh, innovative sound anywhere in the North Country.
That's Saturday at 7:30. Now let's hit the boards for two recommendations for plays and playwrights. First, Harris Rowan saw the play with the funny name Urinetown at UVM's Royal Tyler Theater. He's here to tell us what he thought.
It is really a blast. It's so much fun. Very kind of twisted, sardonic kind of show that's really funny about this dystopian future where you have to pay to pee, and it's just really funny, and it's a good way to kind of beat the winter doldrums. I highly recommend it.
Find a link for tickets at vpr.net/arthounds. This next suggestion is about the Maple Edition Playwriting Contest. A panel of play readers from New Jersey, Connecticut, and Chicago, and little old Burlington were given 10 plays to read. Now, here's South Burlington playwright Judy Alexander to tell you more.
The audience gets to see 20 minutes of a staged reading from each production and actually gets to vote on their favorite. In other words, which one they would like to see go on to a full production in New York this June. It's really exciting that Little Burlington was chosen to be a part of this.
That's Sunday at 2. And finally, dance enthusiast Tricia Fong from Stowe has this about the Stowe Dance Academy's Trip Dance Company and its 11th annual performance at Spruce Peak Arts.
Come watch over 44 local dancers, ages 6 through 18, under the direction of Helena Sullivan. It's a showcase of original choreography, hard work, and passion.
That's on Saturday at 3 and 7:30. Please visit vpr.net/arthounds for even more recommendations, including a mixed media exhibit at the Flynn Dog Gallery with works by Howard Center staff and clients, and the Maple Madness Trunk Show and Sap Bucket Auction in Woodstock.